want to build your faith? Do you desire to have a true encounter with God through His Word? Then listen to Logos Rhema Hour with Reverend Dr. Joseph Baobing, Head Pastor of Harvest Chapel International, Kumasi. He is a seasoned man of God and a teacher of the Word in its truth and simplicity. Make time with us each and every Monday to Friday at 2 p.m. on Spirit 88.3 FM as we encounter the Word of Truth. God richly bless you. Previously on Logos Rhema Hour.
It is better to be spiritual than to be carnal. Let them call us as a church too spiritual. It is a better testimony than being labeled as a carnal church.
And now, today's message.
Let's take our confession. Joshua 1 verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of my mouth, shall meditate in it day and night, observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then we will make our way prosperous, and then we will find good success. The Holy Spirit, our helper. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit as our helper. To receive the anointing of the Holy Spirit, you need an understanding. Acts 1:3. Hallelujah. Jesus spent considerable amount of time explaining about the kingdom. This world, the creation story, God's story, right from Genesis through to Revelation, beginning with the creations of the heavens and the earth, the sun, the moon, the stars. It was all not about man per se. It was all about God. And we need to understand it. The kingdom was created for God and not for men. So that we will know that we are so insignificant in the scheme of things. And yet still, out of God's love for us, He has embraced and inculcated us into the kingdom. And so we should stop the bluffing. Just stop the bluffing and the amuchre against God. Hallelujah. It is this great God of the universe that has recruited you and I. And He's telling us that He created us with a purpose. There is an agenda. His agenda, not our agenda. But out of love, He wanted to share this wealth, this beautiful creation with us. Colossians 1:16. He said, for through Him, He's talking about Jesus, God created everything in the heavenly realms and on earth. He made the things we can see and the things we can't see. And that's why I said the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God encompasses another kingdom that we can't see. The world of angels. We only have a peep through the writings of the scriptures. John's revelation gives us glimpses, but the expanse of it and its extent, we don't know. All that He tells us was that He saw in His visions an innumerable company of angels. If we take what Jesus said, He said, in my Father's house, there are many what? Houses. Hallelujah. There are houses here on earth. So you can connect. Amen. A kingdom made up of angels. They have houses. We had other glimpses of it where they were worshiping. But Jesus could not have been lying. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. And I go to prepare a place for you. I'm just trying to bring to your mind so that we'll not limit ourselves that this is all. Hallelujah. God had another kingdom. We call it the heaven segment of His kingdom. And then this earth is the earthly segment of His kingdom. The heavenly segment was created before the earthly segment. And the heavenly segment is populated by God Himself, the triune God, and angels. Hallelujah. Innumerable company of angels. And once again, when I'm talking about angels in heaven, I like to remind us, just like Jesus said, they don't give birth. So it means that all that innumerable company of angels, God created them one by one. But here on earth, you and I have the wonderful privilege. Now, when God created Adam, He created just two, male and female. And He said, I'm going to use you to populate the earth. That's a wonderful privilege. Hallelujah. God loved us so much that he extended an arm of his creative abilities into us and says, can you help me populate my earth? Hallelujah. That's how much God loves us. But then we know what happened in Genesis chapter 3. After God had created and trusted the care of the divine estate into man's heart, we know the disappointment that our first parents gave to God in the Garden of Eden and what it connotes. And that's the rest of the story of the Bible. He made the things we can see and the things we can't see, such as thrones, kingdoms, rulers, authorities in the unseen world. Look at that. Everything was created through him and for him, not for man. Through him and for him. But he's decided to share it with us. Amen. Now we go to Genesis chapter 3. The fall has happened. Look at 3:15. So he says, after the fall simply means Adam and Eve disobeyed God, his express commandment, don't eat of the fruit of this tree of knowledge of good and evil, because on the day that you eat it, you will surely die. Hallelujah. And then they ate it. And then the Bible says that God came very, very disappointed. If God was angry, we don't know. He had already spelled out the consequences. So now he's giving the punishment. What he meant by you will die. And so the punishment is being dished to all the conspirators in the Garden of Eden. The serpent was there. We know behind the serpent was lurking Satan. Adam and Eve were there. And the entire creation, that oasis of the Garden of Eden, was there. And the Bible says that when it came to the serpent, that we know was Satan, he says that now cause hostility between you and the woman and between your offspring and her offspring. He will strike your head and you will strike his rib. Now, Bible commentators or Bible scholars have made us understand that this was the promise about the Messiah coming and restoring the divine purpose or order in the creation. And Adam and Eve understood it. The Bible says that when Eve gave birth to his firstborn son, Cain, Genesis chapter 4, we'll see that story there. Hallelujah. She exclaimed, expecting that the Messiah had come. So the Messiah was so crucial to the scheme of things in terms of redeeming the fallen earth and restoring order into the creation. Hallelujah. And so this story is what was passed on throughout generations, through Adam, Abraham, Noah, all the patriarchs. Hallelujah. So Jewish expectation about the Messiah was that when he comes, he was going to restore God's kingdom. Amen. And that's why I'm saying that the creation of the earth was the earthly segment of God's kingdom. And in the opening verses, Moses tells us in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth with a certain awareness, a certain knowing that there is another segment of God's kingdom in the heavens. We can't see it with our naked eyes. The Bible tells us in other parts where there was a rebellion in heaven and a third of the angels rebelled, led by Lucifer or Satan, who then set up a parallel kingdom. Amen. And so when God created Adam and Eve, and the Bible makes it short that we understand it in Psalm 8, that God created the kingdom of men a little below that of angels. Hallelujah. And so we don't have supernatural strength like that of angels. But then some way, somehow, Satan was able to deceive the man. And Adam and Eve naively found themselves conspiring or joining Satan to also rebel here on earth. And then that was when the promise came that he has deceived you, but I'll correct it, I'll restore it. And so Jewish expectation and the prophets all prophesied about the coming of Jesus Christ. And that when he comes, he's going to restore the earthly segment of the kingdom of God so that there will be law and order in both kingdoms. Remember about Jesus when he was asked by the disciples to teach us how to pray. He says that the first thing that I want you people to be praying about, he says that when you pray, you praise God first. And then you ask him that word, thy kingdom come. And then let thy will be done on earth as it is being done in heaven. Even before you ask for your daily bread, the kingdom agenda is foremost before you. Because this world was not created for us. It was created for God's enjoyment, and he wants to enjoy it with us. And so as far as God is concerned, and the kingdom agenda is priority. Hallelujah. Kingdom agenda is priority. Believers' kingdom agenda is priority. And Jesus spent time teaching them and telling them everything it was all about. They couldn't understand. They couldn't connect. But he had to perform his redemption story and then move on and let the Holy Spirit come and continue from there. But post-resurrection, that's what we've read in Acts chapter 1. He spent considerable time trying to reinforce the teachings that he had done all throughout his sojourning here on earth about the necessity of we understanding the kingdom so that they will understand that they have been enlisted into the kingdom for a certain divine purpose, not our own purpose. Hallelujah. Amen. And no doubt I'm glad that they understood it. Hallelujah. Because you look at their lifestyles and you realize that they have literally abandoned themselves to God's agenda and to the kingdom agenda. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all these other things shall be added. And that is why I'm saying that the lesson we want to take home, that we must take our time and understand the kingdom agenda, the coming of the Holy Spirit, just like Jesus came to restore. It was all about the kingdom agenda. The coming of the Holy Spirit is also equally about the kingdom agenda. So Jesus took his time to explain it to them. And he said, wait, when it comes to the kingdom agenda, it also involves unseen forces, wicked spirits, satanic forces in that other world that you can't see with your eyes. Then therefore you can't attack it. You can't construct it. You can't help me build that kingdom without power, being endued with power from on high. That's why Paul would say, he said that it is necessary that we put on the whole armor of God, the full armor of God, so we'll be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. Ephesians 6, 10, 12. Hallelujah. The kingdom that you and I have enlisted and are fighting alongside the angels of God is an unseen kingdom. Hallelujah. Amen. It comprises of an unseen segment and a seen segment. Demonic spirits, hallelujah, and entities, very, very wicked, that you and I cannot fight them on our own. You look at them, even your own home, sometimes our own sibling, for some of us, even our children. We are not able to convince them of the gospel story, our spouses. Not everyone that we know, our friends and loved ones, believe. And we have said whatever we can say, but they are doubting. And then sometimes we think this is simple logic, but they don't understand. Hallelujah. Because it's not all about English or whatever tree or whatever language you are speaking to them. Power! It's about power! Hallelujah. In the unseen realm. So he said, wait. Wait. Hallelujah. So that's the first thing that we prayed about. The understanding. For you and I, the Holy Spirit comes for this kingdom agenda. Wait for him, the helper, to help you prosecute the kingdom agenda. So you are in church, you are not doing anything. All this while you said you are born again. And you are not doing anything. And you have not understood the kingdom agenda. It's not about cars. It's not about getting you a good job. It's not about getting you into Europe so that you can live your dreams. It's not about getting a husband. It's not about getting a wife. The Holy Spirit is not coming, so he'll give you a whisper and show you in dream that, yes, 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 that is your beloved, that's your beloved, the one that you saw in that flowing gown. Hallelujah. That is not it. Amen. It's about an ulterior agenda, the restoration of the kingdom of God. Order in the kingdom of God.
We'll be right back after this break. Are you really worried, emotionally exhausted and depressed, finding it hard to manage your anxieties? Do you have questions unanswered, and are you struggling in your walk with the Lord? Are you seeking prayer or counseling? Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Do not let your heart be troubled. Harvest Chapel International Binyamin Kumasi invites you to come, for our doors are wide open, ever ready to listen to you, encourage you, give you God-given counseling, and hold your hands in prayer. For by wise counseling, you can wage your war, and in the abundance of counselors, there is victory. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 6. Contact us via SMS, voice call, or WhatsApp on 055-124-5252. 055-124-5252 for further directions to any of our counseling and prayer session. Looking forward to hear from you. God be with you.
Oh God, brought me in safety there.
Welcome back.
Hallelujah. And you and I need that understanding. And this understanding is all in the scriptures. The Bible. Spending time with God. Spending time in your devotion. Attending church regularly. Where God has anointed men and women with the Holy Spirit and with insight. He has shared this story through leaders over the ages. And it's cascaded right from Adam's time. These stories about the Messiah has come. That's why even in Jesus' time, they were expecting it. Because through oral history and then whatever, the documents and the prophetic utterances, they understood that when the Messiah finally comes, even though they did not fully understand it, all they knew is that God's kingdom will be fully established. It's no different from ours. You and I, who have been recruited into the kingdom, born again, sealed by the Holy Spirit, there's work to do. And the anointing of the Holy Spirit comes for that. Amen. Like I was telling, when the disciple Jesus asked them to wait, join his training program with them, he sent them out on one occasion in pairs, 12. At another time, 70 of them. So they knew how to preach. They already knew how to preach. Amen. He had sent them. They knew how to preach. And they came back and said, oh, Jesus, you should have been with us. How the demons were falling and all the miracles that were. And he said, just bless and thank God that rather your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Then he said, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. But then even the spy that they knew at, he said, no, you can't win it that way. You need that gift that the Father has sent. That is the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And they understood it. So wait. Wait. They waited. Wait. And what did we see? When they waited, what did we see they do? Praying. Desiring. And that's the number two. There must be a willingness. I said the understanding of the whole agenda is so crucial. So that when we are praying, we pray focused prayers. Believers' prayers are so off course, off tangent. God says, seek first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. And all the other things will be added. Full stop. Hallelujah. So you are asking God to anoint you for what? When you don't understand it and you are not prepared to go and then seek the kingdom's agenda. You see, you can't survive in church without the anointing. You can't. Because we are at war. The Holy Spirit is so crucial to building you up. Making you a winsome person, making you full of understanding and bold and courageous and fighting the fights of God for Him. But when you have a carnal believer around you, you are very comfortable. Because when you raise up any carnality, he will join you. Sometimes you even know that you cry, you are better, even though you are carnal. The churchgoer is more carnal than you. Who says you are not born again? The one that says he's born again, you know. That this person is more carnal than me. Hallelujah. Because all my carnality embraces it. Kingdom agenda. So you are asking about the Holy Spirit to anoint you for what? Don't come. Hallelujah. Someone will come. There's unwilling. Even when that's step number one. Step number two, some of them, when we come, we hear it. We've heard the stories for so long. And God is just waiting to anoint you. How long is he going to be kept waiting? How long? It's the few people, every church, it's the few people who are doing it. The same people who sing, the same people who come and pray when you call for the prayer. When you come for church and clean up, the same people, the anointing. All the rest have an excuse. I married not too long ago. Even the Bible says that you should give me 1 year off. Hallelujah. And then the child comes, oh, my child is still young. Paternity leave. We claim that from work and we claim that from church too. You would think that when we claim that from work, we'll have more time and attend church. Oh boy. Hallelujah. Amen. Excuse upon excuse. The unwillingness. So you are there and you say, God should anoint you. When you are not willing, anoint you for what? Hallelujah. So the coming of the Holy Spirit that we are talking about, we are all here and we are all praying for him. How come that one will be singled and you'll be left out? His understanding of the kingdom of the agenda and his willingness to buy in. His willingness to buy in. Hallelujah. And once that is there, the preparedness, that mindset, the willingness, the preparedness, I'll do it, come what the cost. Hallelujah. The preparedness. You have heard the story. You are willing. It takes willpower. These people, the Holy Spirit had not come, but they went to the upper room. They were willing. They were prepared. They had enough information, even if they didn't have it all. That was before all the other letters in the New Testament were written. They just had the 4 gospels. They narrated it to them. That's all. The gospels were not even written. But the little experience that they had, the little tutorial that they had from Jesus had made them willing. The understanding about God's agenda here on earth made them willing. So come 10 days, they went there. Day one, man, they more shit. For those of us who have been working for God, it was the same pathway. We yearned for it. We hungered for it. We cried out for it. When we hear about the prayer meeting, we are there. We are there. You see, we have limited it to tongue speaking. Even that tongue speaking, we'll have something to say about it later on. And somebody says that rice water tongues and Chinese tongues and nothing. The tongue speaking is supposed to edify you. The Bible says, he who speaks in tongues edifies himself. Your tongue, when you speak, nothing happens to you. You have to check the source. Hallelujah. When the Holy Spirit is actuating your tongue speaking, it edifies you. Because you have understood it. You can't jump the steps. Hallelujah. And so they went. They won. We are ready. You said we should wait. You have a gift for us. You said you must say take in the mahali. Not many days hence you'll be baptized with the Holy Spirit. If it is that Holy Spirit, if you are talking Jesus about that power that we saw upon your life that enabled you to do all that you did. If it is that same Holy Spirit, then we are prepared to wait for it. Today is the end of day one. Tomorrow we will come and be in your presence. My God. Day two, they were there. They were standing before God once again. Lord, as you said, today too we have come. We are waiting for the gift. You said the baptism of the Holy Spirit and with fire before we step out. We are itching to go out, but we are waiting for you. They were not speaking in tongues. So it was all, if you like, kappa. They were praying and telling God. God, my rose, day three, nothing happened until day 10. And the Bible says, suddenly, you talk to people who have been genuinely anointed because they are there. Hallelujah. Because there's a false anointing that goes on around. Amen. Because sometimes it gets confusing. There's a false anointing there. Amen. It's a fake anointing. You can fake it. You can fake the anointing. All that it takes is to make your face something. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's from frowning our face. We know how to do it. We've seen, that's a pastor, I can tell you. We've seen it. They are sinning. Oh my God. And when they come, up, and they will throw their hands. Abua. So it's not that's not the anointing. Oh my God. Something is planted within your spirit, that brings boldness and courage. That makes you prepared to sacrifice anything, and everything that you have. And say, God, here I am. Use me. Here I am. Use me. Here I am. Use me. Any church that you go, any church that you go, it took the sacrifices of some people, the pioneers. They stood when others fled. Ma sete kataya. And said, no, God, here I am. Use it. They sacrificed. Ma le mo sakanda amaya. It takes sacrifice. It takes grit. It takes willingness. A certain amount of to get the anointing of that. And God knows it. God is not mocked. God reads our hearts. He reads our motivation. That's why you are still not anointed. Maybe you are online. That is why the anointing is not coming. God knows it. He should anoint you for what? Then you waste it. You waste it. You waste the energy. You waste all the resources that is going to bring in you because you simply not, you have your mind, you are not ready. You use it in praying for a wife. A wife is, I'm not saying a wife is not good. But until God, you anoint me, you give me a wife, I'm not moving. Some of us, it's until you give me a job, I'm not moving. Hallelujah. Some of us, back in school, we put our careers, academics on the line. It has to be. It has to be. When we understood, we did it. It had to be. What have you put down the line? What are you willing to put on the line?
This broadcast was proudly sponsored by the friends and partners of Harvest Chapel International Kumasi. Thank you for listening to Local Shema Hour with Reverend Dr. Joseph Baobi. We believe that as you act on this word, God's power will transform your life. Join or visit us for our in-person family service at Harvest Chapel International Dinyami Kumasi, close to Micklin Hotel and on the Sunset Road, this and every Sunday at 7 a.m. for our tea service, 8:30 a.m. for our Bible study, and 9 a.m. for our English service. You can also join us this and every Wednesday for our amazing midweek teaching service at 6 p.m. and on Fridays for our prayer solution service also at 6 p.m. Remember that all our services are streamed online at Harvest Chapel International Kumasi on our Facebook and YouTube pages. You can also listen to us at any time on our online radio station, Radio HCI Today, accessible via the Radio King and Zeno apps. You can download these apps on the Google Play Store and Apple Store. You are free to access all life-transforming sermons by Reverend Dr. Joseph Baobin via podcast by searching for Harvest Chapel International Kumasi on all podcast platforms. For prayer requests or any other inquiries, please contact us via SMS, voice call or WhatsApp on 055-124-5252, 055-124-5252. We look forward to seeing you at our next service. Until then, keep living for Jesus. God richly bless you.